Joe Biden essentially was not running the presidency because he was from the fifth day in the White House, the auto pen was being used. And as we know, Neera Tanden said that she was using it until May of 2023. It was unclear until now. The Times claims that the Biden White House had a process to establish that Mr. Biden had orally made decisions in meetings before the staff secretary, Stephanie Feldman, who we haven't heard of before, who managed use of the auto pen, and that she would have clemency records put through the signing device. Basically, the Times said Biden insisted that he made every decision, but the Times asserts that he had his staff use an auto pen replicating his signature on clemency warrants because we're talking about a whole lot of people. Now, you remember that apparently the Department of Prisons, you know, was putting in name after name of murderers and drug dealers and all this stuff. And then the president is supposed to look through these, but instead he gave some kind of criteria to a bunch of unnamed people that were deciding on this. It says Mr. Biden did not individually approve each name for the categorical pardons that applied to large numbers of people. He and aides confirmed, rather, after extensive discussions of many different people and possible criteria, he signed off on standards he wanted to use to determine which convicts would qualify for reduction in sentences. And then other unnamed people decided who would get the pardons.